Hello everyone and welcome back to the Xamandi series. Today I'm going to talk about using SQLite as a local data storage in a Xamarin Form application. Before we start, one important clarification. I'll be starting with an empty Xamarin Form application to demonstrate the basic steps that you need to do before working with SQLite. Then I will be using an example of mine and I will explain all the steps required to work with the SQLite local database. This is to make the video not too boring. Then you can download the source code of the sample application I will be showcasing as the companion code for an article I wrote for MSDN magazine called Local Data Access in Xamarin Forms, and that has been published with the July 2016 issue. So if you want to read instead of watching this video, you also have an alternative option. Okay, let's go. So here I have a blank Xamarin Form application. The first thing I need to do is downloading from NuGet at the solution level, so not just at the portable project level, the SQLite libraries. There is a huge number of libraries for SQLite, so let me show you the proper library. Here we go. You have to find SQLite Net PCL. This can be installed with no problem to all of the projects that make a Xamarin Form application. So let's click Install. Okay. All right. One of the biggest benefits of using SQLite as a local data storage is that it is pre-installed on Android and iOS. If you want to use SQLite on Windows, especially on a universal Windows platform, in our case we are targeting the most recent version of Windows platforms, you can enable the projects to use precompiled binaries that will also install SQLite on the target device. You can do this by going to Tools, Extension and Updates, you go online and search for SQLite, and okay, here you can find the proper extension that will also make possible to install precompiled binaries of SQLite together with your app. You have to choose the proper extension for each platform you want to target. If you want to target Universal Windows Platform, Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 1, you have to select all the three extensions. Okay, of course you have to make sure you have installed these extensions. Okay, these were the very basic steps to get started with SQLite in Xamarin Form application. Now let's switch to an already working sample project. As with any other kind of databases, you have to create a connection string. SQLite is a serverless database, which means it works with local files. Local files are stored on some folders on your device. This means that you have to construct the path name of the SQLite database file and all the information you need to create the connection string. Constructing the path name is something that you have to do in any platform-specific project. This is not something that you can share in the portable library project. The reason is that different operating systems have different APIs to work with the file system. So we will work with the dependency injection, and we will create a public interface that we call iDatabase connection, which exposes a method that we call dbConnection that returns an object of type SQLite connection. This method actually returns the connection to the SQLite database. Once you have this interface, you have to write classes that implement this interface in every project. So let's start with the Android project. Here I have a database connection Android file, and here I have a class. This class is implementing the iDatabase connection. Notice how the namespace is decorated with an attribute called assembly. This attribute takes an object of type xamarin.forms.dependency, which requires specifying the unique class that can implement an interface in this kind of project. The reason is that you might have multiple classes that implement the iDatabase connection interface, but in this case you are telling the runtime that only this one will be taken in consideration. Then the dbConnection method constructs the path name for the SQLite database based on the Android APIs, so it will store the database in the personal folder that you get through system.environment.specialfolder. The DB name here is hard-coded, but of course you have different choices to create a database file. Similarly, we have to implement the iDatabase connection interface in the iOS project, and we will do the same thing. We will decorate the namespace with the assembly attribute specifying the unique class that we want to be taken in consideration. And here we will be constructing the path name for the database file. In this case, we still use the environment.specialfolder.personal, and we will combine this path name with a folder called library. And then we will return the SQLite connection object pointing to the path name. So here we are using the iOS APIs. And finally, I'll be taking in consideration just the Universal Windows Platform project. We do the same thing. We have a database connection class for the Universal Windows Platform project that implements the iDatabase connection interface. And as you can see, here we use totally different APIs to create and combine the path name. Here, the local database is stored inside the local folder of the Windows 10 application. Once you have done this, you have many ways to implement your data model and the way you access your data. So for example, here I have a very simple data model with a class that I called customers. This class implements the iNotify property change interface in order to notify the user interface of changes. Here I'm using some attributes that SQLite provides me. Notice that we have to use a using SQLite directive. So for example, the table attribute allows me to specify the table name that will represent my object into the database, which means that SQLite will create a table called customers that will be the local storage for rows of type customer. Then I have some properties, for example ID. Notice how this is a primary key and auto increment, and this is possible with some special attributes, so very simple. I can also implement some basic validation rules. For example, I can say that this property must not be null with the not null attribute. And then I can also specify additional basic validation rules, such as a maximum length for a string, in this case 50. Let me show some code. Okay. Here I have created a very simple customers data access class, but of course you might have multiple layers, or you can also implement the model view view model pattern, which here I did not implement for the sake of simplicity and because not all of you might know this kind of pattern. So I have a variable that represents my SQLite connection object. I have an object type that I'll be using to avoid collisions and that I will use in a sync lock statement. Here I have an observable collection of customers that will be used for data binding. And okay, so which implementation I have to invoke? Because I don't know if the application is running on Android, on iOS or Windows. Xamarin.Form provides me with a class called Dependency Service that exposes a method called get. This is a generic method that receives the interface as the type parameter. So, whatever platform the application is working on, via dependency injection and inversion of control, this method is able to detect what is the proper implementation that it has to invoke. And of course, we get the invocation to the dbconnection method to retrieve the database connection. The SQLite connection object that we retrieve with a database variable here has a method called createTable. This is a generic method that will create a table inside the database, passing the business object as the type parameter. Another important method is table. Table returns an object of type table query of your business object, in this case customer, which means that the result can be queried with the link. Here you have an example. You can detect if there is at least one element in the collection, and this collection basically represents the entire content of the table. In order to add a new object, here we are working on the observable collection, which is the proper thing to do, and which is something you would normally do in a Xamarin.Form application that has a data source bound to the user interface. Let's go to get some results from the table. Notice how this method provides a way of filtering data based on a country name. We are executing a link query on the result of the table of team method, which returns a table query that is queryable. So the important thing is that you can use link against SQLite as you would normally do with any object of that implements or of type IEnumerable. Another important thing is that we use a lock statement to avoid database collision. This is very important. Another interesting feature of the SQLite connection class is that it exposes a method called a query, which is a generic method that receives your business object as the type parameter here, and that allows executing a TransactSQL query. The result is a list, generic list, of the specified type parameter. In order to retrieve a specific item from the database, you can use again the table of T method, and you can invoke first or default, or single or default, and passing your search criterion. Now let's see how to actually add a new item into the database. The SQLite connection class has two important methods. One is called update and one is called insert. In order to decide which method we have to invoke over a specified object instance, we first check for its ID. If it's different from 0, it means that an ID already exists and therefore an item already exists for that ID, so we simply need to update it, and then we return the ID. If the current object instance has an ID equals to 0, it means that it is not yet on the database, so we will invoke insert. This will physically save the new item into the table, and we will return the new ID. In order to save all the objects in the collection, we perform a for each loop, but the concept is the same as we saw before. Delete of T is another method that is exposed by the SQLite connection class and that allows removing, physically removing an item from the database by its ID. So be careful when you use this method. Another interesting thing is that you can completely drop a table with the drop table method and create the table again. So in this case, the goal is completely erasing the customer's table and creating again. Of course, you must be very careful with this kind of method because it will permanently delete your table from the database. From the user interface point of view, this is very simple. I have just a few entry controls. Each is data bound to a property of the customer class. Just notice how the entry control for the ID field is disabled because this is an information that is returned from the database. So the user will not need to manually provide this information. So let's see how it works. I have the Android emulator here, but it works perfectly on different platforms and different emulators such as the Windows tablet and the Universal Windows app running in desktop mode. Okay. Okay, so here we have a new instance of the customer class. I'm just going to type some information in. All right. And the country. Okay. Now we have some options, such as adding new items, removing an item, remove all the items, or save. Let's click save and see what happened. Okay, as you can see, the ID has changed. This means that the newly added item has also been inserted into the database, and the insert method from the SQLite connection class has returned the new ID. I can add a new item. I can save again. You see the ID. And for example, I can click remove all. I will be asked for confirmation. So let's stop debugging. As you can see, using SQLite as the local storage for your data is very simple. This avoids the need of installing different databases, and you have a full managed library that you can leverage in C#, even in Xamarin Form application, and even in the Portable Class Library project. I hope you will find this video useful, and don't miss to check out my article on the July 2016 issue of MSDN Magazine. Thank you for watching.